is a Grammy-nominated soulful songstress with a velvet voice. Say that five times fast. After recording the acclaimed East Side Story in 2006, she chose to part ways with her label and has been killing it as an independent artist ever since. Emily records her releases in her home alongside her partner, Jeremy Most, and we are left with beautiful, soulful, harmony-infused releases like the 7 EP and her latest, The Switch, which is now available in a deluxe edition. Right now, Emily is on tour throughout the country, and this Saturday she will play her third Chicago show of the week at Talia Hall. I was lucky enough to chat with Emily yesterday. What does The Switch say about you that your past releases haven't said?
I think it solidifies where I'm at in my life right now. Musically, the different influences that have been involved with making this record, been some older music, but some more recent finds. And I don't know, I guess it's just a stamp in time for me, reflection of where I'm at right now.
What are some of the musical inspirations that you're feeling right now?
When we made the album, it was very, like, groove-driven. I had the experience of being on tour the past couple of years, and it made me kind of appreciate more upbeat and fun music. And so that was that was on my mind while I was making the record. I just wanted to have some groove that would translate to the live show and just having fun with everybody. Don't understand. Someone would be so good to me. Is there something else? Something you're trying to achieve? I'm not a believer. What I see is usually what I get. You record your
album in your home studio and your partner's home studio, at least mostly, right?
Uh-huh.
How do the sounds and the vibes of an album, how are they affected by where it's recorded, do you think?
I think it changes a lot, certainly like sound quality, but there's also a charm to some of the mistakes that happen kind of when you're at home and, you know, outside sounds get on the track. Kind of adds a personality to the song sometimes. There's also the whole working at home, like, time management thing. So you wake up and you kind of decide when your job's going to begin.
Yeah, I was going to ask, how do you avoid distractions when you're working from home?
It's challenging. I get up to pee a lot. And I find that if I put on my shoes, you know, that helps kind of like changes your mental work ethic. Like, oh, I have my shoes on, I can't really relax. So that's, you can kind of trick yourself into being at work in your living room.
Interesting. That's good advice, because I work from home a lot, and
I
definitely have the days where I'm like, yeah, I could do this, or I could just, you know, watch Netflix and no one would know.
Good. You know, once you get in the rhythm of it, sometimes some days are better than others, but you know, I feel lucky to be able to do that.
I'm going to try that next time, like putting on my shoes. Like, I'm going to have everything set and then see how it happens. Emily told me there was one more thing I could try if putting on my shoes didn't work to get me motivated. A backpack?
You feel like, you know, studious. Like you're on your way.
Giving advice now. What is your advice to people who want to take the plunge into pursuing their musical dreams?
I guess in a nutshell, I would tell somebody to just make friends with people who they respect, who they admire what they do, and just kind of pick their brain. A lot of the wonderful things that happen in my career are from musicians and other people who are doing what I do. And it's important to support each other. So I would just find the people who you respect and learn from them.
Can you tell me a little bit about your partner, Jeremy, and why you think you guys work together so well?
I find that Jeremy is very, he's a lot of integrity as a person and a musician. And he's very brutally honest with me me as well with him. But I think that I'm thankful for that because the person you collaborate with, I think that you should be totally honest. And I guess that's why we get on so well. I mean, you know, I just love what he does. I trust his ideas, and we just work well together. I know we just vibe. I was lucky. He subbed for my guitar player years ago when I was on the record label, and that's kind of from then on, we've been trying to figure out this sound together.
Throughout your career, how have you balanced your relationship with music and then your other relationships like romantic, friendships, family?
Everything kind of revolves around the music. The other relationships are sacrificed for the music. I feel like I have kind of duty to create, you know. I'm sure a lot of artists feel that way. But all of my family are artists too, so I think we are all in this artist mentality and trying to create things for this world. And so they understand when the music takes up a lot of my time and vice versa. But it's also fed those relationships in a lot of ways too. And I've met so many great people from playing music. So there's a balance. Give me money to pay on my telephone. Always treated like a queen up on a throne. You helped me out. You were nice to my friends, took my mama to dinner, paid the bill in the end. You were there for me when I needed you, when I needed you. By you, I mean me. By you, I mean me.
I just watched your latest video with Titus Burgess, and I just have to know, what was that like? How did that happen?
I love him. Oh my gosh. He is such a badass. I was a fan of his. And then I guess we met on Twitter and we had some mutual friends. And then I came out to one of his Pino events and we just, I don't know, felt like, you know, we've known each other for years. And when I was writing the song BYIMM by You, I Mean Me, I just kept seeing his face, singing his words, because the song for me is it's about sarcasm and attitude, and you know, you're sarcastically placing the blame on your lover. And I thought, man, he would be amazing. So I asked him to do it, and we scheduled a day in Brooklyn, and my good friend Shervin Lanez directed it, and it just came together.
I don't know if he was trying to do an impression of you, but there's like one point where he does a little sort of dance move, and it just looked like it was just so on point. I wasn't sure who was a fan of who first, but it was great. I would recommend everyone watch that.
Oh, thank you. He had us just laughing the whole day. It was amazing.
You're playing at Talia Hall on Saturday night with Jamie Woods. I will be there. I am very excited. And
yay,
I believe there's still tickets available. So,
yes, there are still tickets available. And I'm really, really excited about it.
A million thanks to Emily King and everyone at Red Light Management. All of the music in this podcast is Emily's. You can find more on her website, emilykingmusic.com. Thanks to WGN Radio, Hard Times Productions, and my fellow Emily King enthusiast, Tim Apuli. I'm Rachel Woodall. and this has been Artistic License. Until next time, thanks for listening.